Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. That's right, dare to be different, because you have to dare yourself to become different. And as you're becoming different, you have to be different. You see, in life, when you are different, you have to be willing to learn. Information is not only going to put you in a better situation, but it's going to prepare you mentally to say that if you can do it, you just have to be willing to dare yourself to accept the challenge. Accepting the challenge is so overwhelming, so frustrating, so doubtful, because how do you know what you are believing in when you have no clue what you're seeing? See, when you dare to be different, you have to be willing to dare yourself to learn something new. You see, when you learn something new, not only are you growing to someone different, you have to be willing to be different in order to understand that you are different. See, when you understand that you are different, the information that you're learning, the actions that you're taking, the information that you're taking action upon, you're becoming better because you're different. You're becoming different because you are better. You're becoming better because you are able to accept the challenge. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about personal development tips on how you can become the best version of yourself. If this is your first time, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that like and engage with the conversation, because today we're speaking about the importance of being different. Yes, that's not bad. Yes, that's not scary, but being different can be good. So if you understand why it's good, this is where your talent will grow and flourish more than you think. Let me go ahead and fix this camera right quick. Hold on. There we go. Let me go ahead and tilt it down just a little bit more. Yep, there we go. There we go. There we go. So in life, you have to be willing to challenge yourself in a way that's going to position yourself accordingly. But first, let me write that down. Let me write, dare to challenge yourself. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. To be different. Dare to be different. Let's say dear. Dare. 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 Hold on. Am I spelling dare wrong? Dare to be different. D-A-R-E. That's crazy. D-A-R-E. I put deer. D-A-R-E. That is crazy. R-E. Okay. Dare to be different, not deer to be different. You know, just a little malfunction. Anywho, so how this topic came across my mind is that I was just thinking on the amount of work that I've been putting in for myself, the amount of information, the amount of knowledge, the amount of skills that I've been learning over the years. And even though I've been learning it, it's been taking a long time to fully comprehend it. I'm still not in a place where I comprehend everything that I'm doing, but I'm getting to a place where I can understand more
more often as I'm putting myself out there and accepting what I'm doing. So it's difficult to accept what you're doing if you're not aware of how you're doing it. You see, when you dare to be different, you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to put yourself out there so you can grow, so you can develop, so you can learn within yourself. You see, I took a personality test a couple of days ago. What a personality test is, it's a test that helps you identify your strengths and your weaknesses, right? So I took two of them. And so while I was in class, my professor, she was like, take a color personality test. And so when I took it, I just had to pick like six different colors, and I had to do that two different times. And it gave me a lot of results. The first result that it said that I was insecure. I'm like, insecure? I'm everything but insecure. So then I got to really like trying to understand what this even was or what it meant. And so I'm still trying to figure out, so I fully don't understand what and where that possibly can come from, because I'm anything but insecure. You know what I mean? So I've been learning that when you are different, your insecurities come out in a different way, where people see your confidence, where people see your confidence. Because I remember a couple years ago when I lost my front tooth. How I lost my front tooth is that my brother punched me in my mouth. You know, when you got siblings, you playing around. And I was playing too much. He was playing too much, got upset and just hit me, right? And so during that process around me going through the surgery, me like replacing my tooth or getting my tooth pulled, I was insecure around that time. And since I was insecure around that time, I didn't really talk as much. I didn't really talk like I normally talk, because I was insecure about speaking and people just looking inside my mouth and seeing like a missing tooth. And so what I learned over the years is that your insecurity is your strength. Your insecurity can become your strength because you can turn your weakness into something that you're working with. And so as I'm identifying my weakness, I'm learning that I can continue to talk. My talking capabilities is not taken away. I can continue to speak. I continue to show up. I can continue to talk. And so I made a video and was like, what did I say? Just show up or something like that. I can't remember the exact video. But the video was me displaying my insecurity. Was me showing my insecurity. And one thing that I learned around while being on this journey is that everyone has some insecurity. So to be different, to dare to be different, you have to own your insecurity. You have to own your insecurity. There we go. You have to own your insecurity because your insecurity is what makes you different. And so it took me a long time to fully be confident in what I was doing and how I was showing up, because I was missing the tooth. I was 12, 13 years old, and I was one of the few that was missing the tooth. In fact, I was the only one. And so I didn't really talk that much because I was insecure about what I was saying. I was insecure about how I looked. I was insecure about how I showed up. You see, as I continue to go along my journey and my process, I have to learn how to work with my insecurity rather than against it, because my insecurity is not going anywhere. My insecurity is not going and being deleted if I just press the delete button on the keyboard. What it does force me to do is to pay attention to my insecurity. Yes, if I bring it up, everybody's gonna be paying attention to it. Okay, that's no problem at all. What I've learned is that if you bring up your insecurity, people will pay attention to that even more. Not only will they pay attention to your insecurity, they will start paying attention to their insecurity. So when I start really paying attention to what I was doing and how I was and communicating with others, I was communicating with others because I was willing to be vulnerable with others. You see, vulnerability is a tough thing. To be vulnerable, you have to be willing to open yourself. You have to be willing to express yourself. See, vulnerability is a scary thing because it's something that you have to do in a way that's going to push you forward. You don't know that it's pushing you forward. You just have to be willing to be vulnerable and share your experiences and share your moment and share your different time of life. And when you identify the different phases of life that you have went through, as you are going through different time and motion and moments, you're able to identify how you are able to grow within yourself. Your insecurity is something that can grow within you because it can't be deleted. It can't be neglected. It can't be overlooked, because as you continue along the journey, and the journey is teaching you lessons, the lessons you are able to learn and how to be different for yourself. See, to dare to be different, you have to be willing to show up as your true authentic self. Not only as your true authentic self, but as someone who is capable of showing how to be different. And there wasn't a lot of people who was missing a tooth, missing their front tooth. In fact, and when I was one of the only few missing the tooth, I had to be willing to accept my insecurity because I had to continue to show up. I had to continue to show up. I had to continue to be present. I had to continue to display my skills, because my skills taught me that my insecurity can be strengthened. So rather than me not talking and stop talking and find a way to not speak, I was speaking a lot when I was missing the tooth, and I'm going through the process of implant surgery. But as I was going through the process when I was younger and I had no tooth in my mouth, I was going through the process and I was learning how to be confident. I was learning how to communicate. I was learning how to just talk and speak. I remember one time I was playing football and we was in practice. As we are in practice, we got our helmets on, got our football gear on, and it was like during the summer, not necessarily summer, but going into the football season. So as we are going into the football season, I remember this play like it was yesterday. We ran across the middle. I was playing linebacker. I was playing defense. And as I ran across the middle, because the quarterback had threw the ball to a wide receiver, we collided. My helmet hit his helmet, and we hit one another. Then once we hit one another, my flipper, that's what it's called, like kind of like a retainer, my flipper broke. But it broke in half. Which means now I have no tooth there again. Which means now I have to figure out how to communicate in a way where people don't see my tooth. And so I was young, playing football with a lot of young men. And then a lot of young men that I was playing football with, that was like, man, let me see. So I'm showing them. And at that moment, I didn't realize, later on in life, I recognized how different that was. You see, when you own your insecurity, you are different in the way where people don't understand it, where people just want to see, where people just want to be around what you're doing because it's different. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. Just because you are different doesn't mean you are bad. Just because everyone don't comprehend of what you're saying, your vulnerability is being displayed because you are the one that's showing it. You are the one that's talking about it. You are the one that's delivering it, because your vulnerability is a skill that has to be developed, that has to be learned, that has to be strengthened. You see, I want to look up the definition of vulnerability, because to understand what vulnerability means, we have to look it up. Vulnerable. Vulnerability, there we go. Vulnerability is the quality or state or being exposed to the possibility of an attack or harm, either physically or emotionally. And then it say, let me see. That definition is kind of lengthy. I'm going to put simple. Simple terms. Able to be easily physically and mentally hurt, influenced, or attacked. So when you are vulnerable, you are opening yourself up to be attacked. When my flipper broke, I was opening myself up to be attacked, to be talked about, to be joked on, because I didn't have, because my insecurity was no longer protected. I was no longer protecting my insecurity, because the protection that I had, it broke. You see, in life, as you're becoming different, your insecurity is going to come to life, because as you're different, it's going to break. Your protection and you hiding yourself will be broke, because you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to be different. You have to be willing to show up in a way where others won't understand. And even though others won't understand, you will eventually start to learn that it's something for you. You see, life is going to show you that when you understand that you have a reason, you have a goal, you have something that you would like to work towards, as you're working towards, you have to be willing to be different. You have to be willing to own your insecurity, because your insecurity is going to make you stronger. Your insecurity is going to make you better. Your insecurity is going to make you different. See, dare to be different is dare, is accepting the, a new challenge. It's accepting a new phase. It's a new. It's accepting new information, because this new information is going to prepare you to handle what you are going through. You see, as you are going through your insecurity, you are growing into to be different. You are growing to be different, because to be different, you have to be willing to accept that you can be different. You have to be willing to accept that it's okay to be different. And so when I was playing football and I ended up tearing my ACL and my meniscus in my right knee, I tore my ACL, and so I'm different again. I'm not playing football like everybody else, because now I have an injury. Now I have an injury. Now I have to really pay attention to this injury, because if I want to get better, if I want to improve, if I want to strengthen this leg again, I have to be willing to be different. You see, when I tore my ACL, it was just a pop, and everybody in the stands got quiet. And once I got up and got helped to the bench, the trainer came to my leg and he grabbed the above my knee and the below my knee, and he shook and he said, "Yup, it's your ACL." You see, at the time, I didn't even know what an ACL even was. I didn't even know why it mattered. He told me to stand up. I stood back down, because my leg couldn't withstand the weight. My leg wasn't strong enough to understand that you can stand this challenge, that you can stand to be different. You see, sometimes you have to fall to pick yourself back up. Your insecurity makes you fall, so you can pick yourself back up. See, the reason why you're falling is because you don't know what you're doing. It's because you give up so quick. It's because you throw in the towel when times get tough. You see, it was difficult for me to hear that my ACL was tore. In fact, it was difficult for me to even know what it even was, because I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't paying attention to it. It wasn't no need for me to pay attention to it, because I wasn't injured. You see, when my ACL, my meniscus tore, I was forced to pay attention to it, because I had to train my leg to get back up into standards. I had to do the training that the physical therapist told me to do. I had to pay attention to how I was showing up. I had to continue to go to training, because I had to be different. You see, even though I was the one of the few who told my ACL, my meniscus, I was the one that was willing to be different. You see, in life, you have to be willing to be different, because you don't know what you're going to go through. You don't know what you're going to accept. You don't know what you're going to learn. What I learned is that, first off, there's a ligament in my leg that can be broken, that can be torn. And it can be torn just off a pop. I didn't even get hit. As many times as I was playing football and it was football practice, all them different hard hits that I encountered with my other teammates, I went through the hard pain, and the pain that took me out wasn't even that painful. You see, when your insecurity, when you are owning your insecurity, you are able to accept the pain that you're going through. But to be different is that you have to be willing to accept that you are different. You have to be willing to be okay with being different. You see, back in my high school, Little Rock Central High School, it was a diverse school, which means there was different people who were spending their time with one another. And in Little Rock Central High School, this school was so amazing because it had different kind of people in this school. It had different kinds of people in this high school, because to be different, you have to be around others who understand that it's okay to be different. You see, even though I was in a historical school, the history was made back in the 1960s. You see, the Little Rock Nine who went to Little Rock Central High School, they was willing to be different. Because during that time, segregation was tough. Segregation was going on during that time. And what I learned is that when you're different, You have to be willing to go through the challenges. When you're different, you have to be willing to go through the different phases. When you're different, you have to be willing to go through the tough moments, because the tough moments are going to make you better. You see, the Little Rock Nine faced so many challenges because it was a segregated high school just full of whites. And it was non-black in the black kids who went to Little Rock School District when segregation was not a thing. And see, they had to have belief within themselves. They had to understand that they're doing it, but as they're doing it for a bigger cause. They have to be different because they see different, they know different, and they want to become different. You see, when they was becoming different, what came in them was so much more than one can they even imagine, but they pushed through and they made segregation a real thing in Little Rock. For Little Rock Central High School. So if it wasn't for them back in the 1960s, the Little Rock Nine wouldn't, if the Little Rock Nine didn't show up for themselves, history today wouldn't be made, because they decided to be different. You see, when you decide to be different, you're not only impacting yourself. When you decide to be different, you're no longer helping yourself. When you decide to be different, you're no longer making it possible that you can do it. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. To be different, you have to own your insecurity, because your insecurity is something that's going to always stick with you. And see, as it's sticking with you, you have to be willing to understand that it's making you better. Ernest Green was one of the Little Rock Nine Central High School students who graduated. He went his senior year and he graduated at the Little Rock Central High School. And they faced so many different challenges, so many different pains, so many different tough moments. They came out stronger because they made a difference. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to make a difference. How do you make a difference if the difference that you're making, you have no clue what you're making? See, sometimes you have to be willing to be different for yourself before you can be different for others. Because when you're different from others, you're putting yourself on a back burner. Because you don't matter. You're not doing it for yourself. When I learned that I was different my whole entire life became more informative, because now I want to learn about, okay, how was I as a child? How was I while I was playing football? How was I? Like, how was I as a kid? How was I as a player? How was I as a student? So I start to ask questions to not only help me be different, but to understand what different looks like. And different can appear in many ways. But until you find yourself, until you find your insecurity, until you own your insecurity, the ways that you are discovering for yourself will be challenging, because you're going against yourself. To be different, you have to own up to everything that you're doing. To be different, you have to be willing to be committed. To be different, you have to be willing to learn. I mean, when I did my first podcast, first couple of podcasts, and I did an interview with a former Marine Corps veteran. And he had his own business, like it was a scout and pigmentation business owner. So I never heard it before. So I was communicating with him, I'm talking to him. And he said, yeah, I'll do the podcast with you. And so when he agreed to do the podcast with me, I got excited, because I was being different. And as we had the conversation, I'm just learning what he's doing, how he's been, how long he's been in business, and why his business matter, and who he's helping. At that time, I didn't recognize why there was a point. We were just having a conversation. I was asking questions. And when I showed up on camera, I showed up with a do-rag on. I had my do-rag on. You know what I mean? Got to keep the waves going. Got to keep the waves shining. I had my do-rag on. And then I just had a regular t-shirt on. And he told me after we stopped recording, he said, man, you just got to don't wear a do-rag no more. Because you want your guests to respect you before they even start speaking. And when he said that, it made me really think. See, to be different, you have to be willing to learn. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that to be different, you have to be willing to learn. Point number two, you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to learn. To learn. See, you have to be willing to learn, because sometimes people seek things in you that you don't even know that can be brought out. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to ask questions. To be different, you have to know that the type of questions you're asking is going to make you better over time. I'm asking everybody, okay, how was I during this time? How was I during that time? What did you see in me that I didn't really recognize? And so when I was younger, I've always been an outgoing person. I've always been energetic. I've always been I wouldn't say the life of the party, but someone who, you know, just stuck out. And so I remember this one time I went to a family reunion. So what a family reunion is, it's kind of like a picnic with your family, and y'all having fun, y'all playing games, y'all doing, there's a dunk tank, someone getting the dunk tank, we throw the ball, and they go in if it hit the target. So we at this family reunion, excuse me, and my cousin say, okay, so now we're going to do this challenge. If y'all want to participate in this challenge, you have to eat a habanero pepper. And a habanero pepper is like the second hottest pepper in the world. Or at least it was during that time. I haven't researched it recently. But he's like, yeah, it's the second hottest pepper during it in this time. Whoever can eat it whole can get $20. And he incentivized us. He gave us some type of reward. Like, if we do this action, we get this money. So he put money into the challenge. He put money into the challenge, and whoever did the challenge and accepted the challenge got the money. So I'm like, okay, this is a chance for me to be different. So I raised my hand. I said, yeah, I want to do it. I'll do it. How many peppers you got? How many peppers do we have to eat, first off? He said, man, you just got to eat one. I said, okay. So I get the pepper. He, even though he said it's the second hottest pepper, I'm not thinking about the second hottest pepper. I'm thinking about that $20. So I got the pepper, and you can't really smell it. You can't really smell how hot it is. But when you eat it, you feel how hot it can become, right? So I'm holding it. And it was like, okay, on the count of three, we gonna eat it. I'm like, all right, bet. I got the habanero pepper. I got it in my hand. I'm holding it. And then he counts to three. Or count down from three. Three, two, one, eat it. I start eating it. Mind you, as I'm eating this habanero pepper, the seeds are coming out of the shell, and I'm biting the seeds. I'm like, ooh, this kind of hot. I'm chewing the pepper. I said, ooh, it's getting even hotter. I'm chewing the pepper and the seeds. So it was a combination of hotness. You see, even though it was hot, I started to sweat. And as I was sweating, I'm like, why did I do this? All this for $20? I started to sweat. My nose started running. I started running around trying to find some milk, trying to find some water, because water wasn't helping that much. So I was looking for milk. So I'm running around the park trying to get something to cool my mouth down. And as I'm running around trying to cool my mouth down, my mouth is extremely hot. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to accept the challenge to know that you can find the solution to your problem. You see, as I was running around, my uncle gave me some water. I said, that ain't good enough. I'm going to need some more water. I said, that ain't good enough. I'm going to need some more water. Can I have some more water? Can I have some ice? Can I have some mustard or some mayonnaise or something that's going to cool my mouth down? You see, when you accept the challenge, you're being different, because people want to accept the challenge. My family, my other family members probably knew that the pepper was hot, that the habanero pepper was hot. I heard that $20, I forgot about the second hottest pepper. You see, sometimes when you're different, you have to forget about the problem and just do it. Because as you're doing your challenge, you're becoming different. Even though my nose was running, even though I was crying, I didn't touch my hands and my eyes because it can burn even more. I just need my mouth hot because I just ate this pepper. I don't need my eyes burning. You see, when you dare to be different, you have to be willing to learn. Next time they said, hey, man, we got another pepper. You want to do it? I said, man, no. Count me out. He said, but we got $20. I say, no. Count me out, but I can take the $20, though. But see, when you learn, you have to be willing to grow. You can't make the same mistake and not learn anything if you're not willing to grow. See, to be different, you have to grow when challenges come around you. Even though the habanero pepper was hot, I only ate it once to know that it was extremely hot. You see, life is going to show you that as you are different, challenges will arise in a way where you're not expecting it to come. And as you're not expecting it to come, you have to know that you're doing the right thing for yourself. You have to know that in order to be different, you have to be willing to challenge yourself, to push yourself, to educate yourself. Because when you educate yourself, you're able to learn more about yourself. You see, what happens to a lot of people is that they stop learning. They stop growing. They stop evolving. Because to be different, you have to be willing to pay a price. To be different, you have to be willing to pay a price. You see, when I ate that habanero pepper, the price that I paid was that it was extremely hot. That it was extremely hot. And hello, my camera just went off. Hold on, there we go. It was extremely hot. You see, sometimes, not even sometimes, many times in life, You will be able to learn lessons as you are being different. And as you are being different, you're willing to accept the challenge. You see, I want to look up the definition of be different. Definition. I want to look up the definition, see what type of definition it gives me. Not the same. Oh. It say, be different definition. It say the word different has multiple meanings, including not the same. It also say not ordinary. It also say contrast or contrariness. It also say separateness. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to separate yourself just a little bit. Because as you're separating yourself, you're able to see how you are really different. When my cousin said, if you eat this pepper, you can get $20, I was willing to be different because I accepted the challenge to get $20. Because as I was aware of the second hottest pepper, I had to really taste it to know that it was the second hottest pepper. Because I'm not eating the first one. I'm not eating the third hottest pepper. No, the second one was all right, okay? Like, I don't need to. Nah, you got it. I don't need it. To be willing to learn is that you have to be willing to learn from your insecurities. Your insecurity is going to always be there. It's never going to leave. In fact, it only get brought more to the light. I remember when I went to this conference, for some reason, I always find a way to get the microphone and start speaking and communicating through it, right? And so I'm at this conference. The speaker opened the floor. It was like a real estate conference during that time. He opened the floor to questions. And he was like, okay, so what's your questions, man? He said, so what does real estate mean to you? So I got up, I got the microphone, and at this time, I didn't even have a flipper in or something for my missing tooth. And so when I got the microphone, and said, you know, real estate can be something that you can create wealth with, and you know you can create generational wealth from it. And he was like, that's pretty good. And then towards the end, as he was teaching throughout the process, throughout the class, throughout the workshop, he's teaching the information. Then after he got done, we run into one another. And he tell me, he said, hey, man, you pretty good at that. He said, how long you been doing it? I said, well, man, I just be talking to my camera, man. I just be talking to my phone, just be, you know, talking to it like that. At the time, he saw something in me that I didn't recognize was present. You see, when you're different, people see how good you are. When you're present, people see how different you can be. When you are present and you accept the challenge, how you are different gets shown up to the light because you're willing to put yourself out there. You see, the thing that he saw in me was that I was a good communicator. How can I be a good communicator if I'm missing a tooth? You see, I owned my insecurity because I didn't let my insecurity stop me from talking. I didn't let it stop me from communicating with others. I didn't let it stop me from putting myself out there. Now, it was probably a way how I was going about doing it. But even then, to own your insecurity, you have to be willing to just accept it. You have to be willing to accept it. You see, when you learn more about your insecurity and how that makes you different, being different isn't bad because you're able to grow. Being different isn't impossible because you're able to establish yourself. Being different is not the end of the world. In fact, it's the new beginning of a world when you recognize your insecurity. See, your insecurity is something that's going to always be with you. But how do you learn how to work with your insecurity rather than against it? I remember when I was younger, we was raised by a single mom raising three boys by herself. And as we was raised by our single mom, who raised three boys by herself, she had her three boys singing in the group. She had us singing together for church, for different organizations, for different programs. And so I remember asking my mama a question the other day. I was like, so what made you actually, you know, what taught you into singing? And so she says, y'all actually enjoyed singing. Because when y'all learned the books of the Bible, at the time we was young, we was learning the books of the Bible. And she helped us create a song from that. And so when she created a song from that, not only was she creating a song for us to remember, she was saying that if you can do this and remember it in this way, you will be different. Not only will you be different, people will start paying attention to what you're doing. Not only would they pay attention to how you're doing it, they will want you to do it even more. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to do it even when you have no clue of what you're doing. And so that's what we did. So we started singing the books of the Bible. We was learning the books of the Bible. There are 66 books of the Bible at the time. I didn't understand how important the Bible even was. But there are 66 books of the Bible. And as there's 66 books of the Bible, our mama made it into a song. So that was the introduction to us singing. And then after we continued to sing, we went to different organizations to perform a different song rather than the books of the Bible. You see, even though we started with the books of the Bible, we were different because we was able to learn songs. We were able to learn lyrics. We were able to learn something in a way that's going to help us learn and remember this. I remember the only song that we really, really sung was called Change Is Coming. And it goes like, because my cousin, he was older and he used to sing a lot. Like, he used to sing a whole bunch of probably the same song in different church settings. And it was called Hold On, Change Is Coming. And in the beginning, it goes like, yesterday, a man stepped to me and said, how can you smile when your world is tumbling down? You see, we was practicing the song and we was getting better over time because we kept singing the same song. And at the time that we were singing, we was practicing because we was being different. I remember going to this church one time. We practiced the song at home. We singing the song at home, and then we get around others. We sing the song out loud. You see, when you're willing to be different, you have to be willing to sing out loud. And so as we're singing out loud, there's people in the seats. There's people in the audience. There's people who are just listening to us, who are amazed at what we're doing. You see, my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, knew that we had something in us, knew that we had talent in us, and knew that we was different. You see, for someone to see how different you can be, it takes time for you to understand that it's okay to be different. And so as we was young, we going around to different churches and different organizations to sing. You see, when you're different, you have to be willing to learn. We was learning a new skill. We was learning how to sing together. We was learning how to be together. We was learning together. You see, at the time, we was learning together. We was growing together. To be different is challenging. And even though it's challenging, you have to know that you can do it. You can learn it. You can figure it out because you just have to keep doing it. I remember one time we was practicing to sing. We was learning the skill. We was practicing to be better for the song. And as we're practicing to be better, our mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she was strict. She was strict. If we singing and we mess up a part, she'd get upset. If we singing and practicing and the song is not sounding how she would like for it to go, she'll get frustrated. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to learn how to be great. You see, even though my mama didn't take no singing classes, even though my mama wasn't a professional singer, my mama was a single mom raising three boys by herself, and she saw potential in us. You see, when someone see potential in you, not only do they see your potential, they see that you're different. They see that you're different. Not only were we her kids, of course we her kids. Any parents are going to say their kids are different. But we was walking the talk. We was walking the talk because we was willing to learn. I remember I got this one picture. Me and my two brothers. My older brother, we was in blue suits. Them blue suits was crazy. Like them suits was nice. I ain't gonna lie, them suits was nice. And so as I'm looking at this picture, of course, I have to be the one that's different because I got a trophy in my hand. Excuse me. Even though I got this trophy in my hand, I got to cock my head to the left just a little bit and just be different. You see, my twin brother and my older brother, they just took a regular picture just smiling. You see, me, I had to be different because I had to be myself. You see, when you're different, you're willing to be yourself no matter who's watching, no matter who's looking at you, no matter who's talking about you. In life, when people are talking about you, it means you're doing something right. It means you're doing something good because people are seeing how different you can be. It's not impossible to be good at something that you don't understand. What's challenging is that you don't believe that you can be different and that it's okay for you to do it. I had to learn. Excuse me. That we was different our whole life. We was different our whole life. There's a movie called The Living Purple. And this scene just came in my head. All my life I had to fight. But I'm not going to say that last part. All my life I had to fight. All my life, I've been different. All my life, I've been trying to figure out who I've been when who I've been has been in me my whole entire life. You see, when you understand that you have a process that you like to go through, when you dare to be different, you have to be willing to know that it's going to take time for you to accept your differentness. And the reason why that's so important is because everybody is not like the same person. Everyone is their own individual. And as they're their own individual, you're able to learn. You're able to grow. You're able to develop even more. Because to be different, you have to be willing to dare yourself. You have to be willing to challenge yourself. You have to be willing to push yourself. You see, when I ate that second hottest pepper, the habanero pepper, I would never eat it again. Because I learned that it was the second hottest pepper and really understood what that meant. I was willing to learn the lesson so the lesson can be with me forever. When you're able to be different, you're able to learn forever. Because people just stop learning. People just stop learning. I remember back in 2020 when I picked up my first book, Rich Dad and Poor Dad. I picked up my first book and it changed my life because I never stopped picking up a book. You see, I was different because I was picking up a book to even read. During that time, I was around people who was talking about, hey, man, you got to educate yourself in the way that's going to help you be better. In the way that's going to help you learn new information, and the information that you learn is going to help you be more prepared for life. You see, to be different, you have to be willing to do things differently. Because people are going to pay attention to your difference. Sis, because you're different, sis, it's not like everybody else. It's not like everybody is. There's 8 billion people in this world. And I was in this environmental science class, and my professor said by 2025, there's going to be close to 9 to 10 million billion people. Billion people. There's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. But everybody out of that billion people, everyone is not the same person, not the same individual. We're not going to vibe the same, not going to connect the same. See, to be different, you have to be willing to stand out for yourself. And when you're standing out for yourself, you have to be willing to learn why you're standing out for yourself. You see, my high school was a segregated high school back in the day. And if it wasn't for the Little Rock Nine, who felt that they was different, who understood that they can be different, who recognized that it's okay to be different, if they didn't believe that they can, segregation probably wouldn't be a thing in Little Rock, Arkansas, because it was someone has to do it. Someone has to be different, and the Little Rock Nine were the one who done who the Little Rock Nine were the ones willing to be different. See, at the time when you're in school and you get all this history lesson, you get all this information, you get all this knowledge, like, you don't see the importance behind it. You don't see how great it is, how phenomenal it is. Because we have to take the class, like, by ourselves. I mean, not necessarily by ourselves. We have to take the class and because we're in school. And so when I start to really pay attention to what they really went through by just reading different books, by reading different monologues, it taught me that there's a process behind everything that we go through. I have a book over here. It's called The Warrior of the Heart. Is it called The Warrior of the Heart? Nope. Warriors Don't Cry. Warriors Don't Cry by Melba Patilio Beals. And I read this book and it changed my life. Because I start to understand that to be different, you have to be willing to go through challenges. To be different, you have to be willing to put yourself out there in a way that's going to help you grow. See, they made a name for themselves. Little Rock Nine made a name for themselves because they made history. They were willing to be different. And even though it was willing to be different, they showed everybody else that it's okay to be different. You see, when you start with yourself, you don't end with yourself, because there's others that can be impacted from your words. There's others that can be impacted from your knowledge. There's others that can be impacted from you putting yourself out there. You see, when you're different for a reason. Because no one can be you. Even though no one can be you, everyone try to be like you. Everyone try to be like you. They just don't see they see the inspiration. I remember when I first started making videos, I had no idea what direction I was going. But I was willing to be different. I was willing to be different. I remember picking up my first pot to cook, my first meal to cook, my first meal to record. I'm thinking it's going to be easy. In reality, everything that you do has a new challenge. I remember I wanted to make fried rice. And as I was trying to make the rice didn't come out fried. In fact, it came out like regular rice. It wasn't fried rice like you go to the hibachi place or the Chinese place. It wasn't that kind of rice because I didn't know what I was doing. And even though I wasn't good at cooking, I stopped cooking because I didn't really enjoy it. If I would have kept cooking for 4 years, I would have been, whoo! I ain't going to say the next Gordon Ramsay, but the Gordon Ramsay would have been the next me. Let me tell you why. Because you got to be different when you stepping up to yourself. When you are finding who you would like to be, and as you're discovering who you are growing to be, as you're growing to become this person, you have to be different. You have to tell yourself that it's okay to be different. You have to tell yourself it's okay to learn something new. You have to tell yourself that it's going to take time. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that it's going to take time to be different. 3, it's going to take time. Going to take
time.
It's going to take time. I remember I started my journey back in 2020. When I started this process, I was really committed to like figuring out. I picked up my first book, Rich Dad Poor Dad. I picked up my next book, Cash Flow Quadrant. I picked up my third book, Investor Something by Robert Kiyosaki. So as I'm picking up these books, I'm gaining new information. I'm gaining new knowledge. I'm like, hold on. If these people or this person can make some money, I want to make some money. So then I had this ambitious goal, like this goal that I've never considered of. It was August of 2020. I said I was going to be a millionaire by September of 2020. September came. I wasn't a millionaire. In fact, I still was living paycheck to paycheck. You see, something was in the information, something was in the books that inspired me, but something was in the books that didn't tell me the full truth. They say to dream big, you have to think big. I was thinking big, yet my dreams and my and reality wasn't different. I'm struggling to live paycheck to paycheck. I'm waiting on the 1st and the 15th of the month. And as I'm waiting on the 1st and the 15th of the month, it's taking forever to get here. Because I'm living paycheck to paycheck. You see, this book gave me an inspiration that if you learn what you're doing, eventually, it can happen. Now, I'm not saying it already happened. What I am saying is that I'm completely different today than I am 4 years ago, than I was 4 years ago. Here's why. Because when you give yourself time, you're giving yourself permission to learn as much information that you need to learn. To learn new information that you need to gather and understand. As you're gathering this in this knowledge, as you gather this new perspective, you're willing to be different. You see, to be different, you have to learn something new. I heard this quote a long time ago. They said, if you want to hide information from anybody, put it in a book. Because the book won't even get picked up to read. The book won't even be discovered. If you want to hide something, put it in a book. I heard that one time. I said, ooh, that's the truth. Because I had this big goal of becoming a millionaire in a month. But I didn't understand what it took to get to the millionaire. Yet I'm still learning. Furthermore, it takes some time. It takes a lot of time. A half a decade of learning. A half a decade of doing. A half a decade of improving yourself. Eventually it's going to happen. And as it's happening, what am I learning? What am I reading? Just like when I was young, my mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she forced us to practice. Because practice is how you get better. Practice is how you present accordingly when you get in front of people and they're willing to listen to you. Practice is something that's more important than any and everything. There's a viral clip that's going around. That's still going around. Allen Iverson was a basketball player. He played for the Philadelphia 76ers. And he was number 3. He was a cold point guard. Like, his handles was crazy. Like, he can dribble fast. He can play. He can go to the rim. He can shoot. He was that guy. And then somebody, an interviewer, asked him a question. And he responded. He said, we're talking about practice? Man, come on, bro. We're talking about practice? We're talking about practice. Later find out, as time goes on and the conversation gets brought back up, he said, man, it wasn't even around practice. He asked me a question that didn't have nothing to do with practice. Because I think he had lost somebody, but I'm not sure. I don't know the full details, but it wasn't around the topic that they were speaking about or the topic that Allen Iverson was focusing on. And so he made this statement. So we're talking about practice. You see, when you're different, you have to talk about practice. Why? Because you have to be willing to perform when no one's looking at you. You have to be willing to practice when there's no one in the gym. I remember when we played football and the stadium was empty. But we're still running on the field. We're still practicing on the field. We're still watching films in the classroom. Because to practice, you have to be willing to learn. To practice, you have to get better. And as you're getting better, you have to be willing to be different. Because those who don't practice don't get better. Those who don't train are not different because they are like everybody else. I remember as I started learning this new information, this new knowledge, and I got excited about it. I got speeches about it. As I'm learning the information, I'm like, why don't everybody know this? Why isn't everybody picking up a book to read? Because these words got power in them. These words got history in them. These words have meaning behind them. Why isn't everybody reading a book? Then it hit me. When I was playing football, they made a statement. They said 99% of the people that's in the school won't come down here and play football, won't come down here and play any sport, because they don't want to be different. They said, see, y'all, the 100 football players that's here, y'all are different because y'all want different. And when he said that, I said, ooh, this coach is good. This coach is good. Because to want more, you have to be willing to be different. You have to be willing to be different, because if you're not different, you're like everybody else. How do you grow? How do you improve? How do you establish what you like to do for yourself? You see, I want to look up the definition of be different again. And it says, not the same, not ordinary, contrast or contrariness, separateness. You see, the reason why I just wanted to read that again is because to be different, you have to challenge yourself. You can't know everything when you start, because you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing. I remember I made my first video. I had no idea what I was doing. In fact, I had a whiteboard. I think this same whiteboard. And I put it in the window. I put it in the window with the blinds right behind it. Why? Because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. But I was really committed to learning what to do. So then as I continued to get better and improve over time, I stopped putting the whiteboard in the window. Because what I didn't recognize is that as the sun is beaming down through the blinds, it makes it hard for the video to capture what's been written on. Because it's too much light. It's too much light. And so what I recognized was that I was willing to learn on the go. I was able to learn on the go, because learning on the go helps you develop even more. The reason why it takes time, because you can't get better overnight if you're not willing to practice. Allen Iverson put a lot of time in practice. Just that one video, that one viral clip went viral because he's talking about practice. You're talking about practice? You see, sometimes you have to be willing to talk about practice to identify how you can get better. You see, when you are different, you have to be better for yourself. When you are different, you have to be willing to push yourself. When you are different, you have to be willing to accept the challenge, because the challenge is going to make you grow even more. And 99% of people won't even try to be different because it's challenging. 99% of people won't even eat the second hottest pepper in the world because it's hot. I probably won't eat it again. Furthermore, 99% of people won't even own their insecurities. You see, owning your insecurity, first you have to identify what you are insecure about. When I took this personality test, it taught me that my insecurity is still being brought to light. And my strength was that I'm communicating a lot. It didn't say those exact words, but I think that's what it meant. Because I'm working with my insecurity rather than against it. And when you work with your insecurity, you grow a lot more than you can ever imagine. You grow more than you can ever imagine, because time has to be taken in consideration for that. I remember we went to a football banquet when the season was over with, when everybody was coming. I remember we went to, it was a church called Emmanuel Baptist Church. So all the teams are there from like every school in Little Rock School District. Yeah, all the schools are there. So you got different schools. You got my school, someone else's school, and completely different school. But we're watching the banquet. Like, we're at the banquet. And at this banquet, we all had a goal. We all had a goal, and the goal was to win. Yet, we were the 1% of our schools. Because 99% of the schools wasn't even in the room. We was willing to push ourselves. All the football players that was in this room, in this banquet, we was willing to challenge ourselves. We was willing to practice a lot. We was willing to put ourselves out there, not just the players, but the coaches as well. Because it starts with the coaches. And then it works the way down to the players. And the players have to accept their challenges from the coaches. You get better when you give yourself time. The reason why you have to give yourself time, because you learn things that, on your journey, is going to help you identify why you're learning this skill. Why this skill is important. Why this skill matter. What it consists of. And how you can improve. Dare to be different is saying that you would like to be different, that you would like more. It's just understanding that you have to work with yourself rather than against it. I remember I went to this camp. And we was playing tug of war. So what tug of war is, you have two teams, like you have a rope, you have two teams, and the middle divides the two teams. So you have five on five, and this side is pulling, and this side is pulling. And whoever pull this side that way or that side that way wins. So in tug of war, how the team loses is that the team is not working as one. I remember this one time, it was a whole bunch of 5'7", 5'6", 5'4 players, probably around 180 pounds. On one side, this was my team, we was a small team. Then they had a 6'2 individual weighing 230 pounds and a whole bunch of 5'7 guys that didn't weigh that much. But they had an anchor. We had nothing. And so when they said, are you march, get set, go, we got dragged because they had an anchor right behind them. They had an anchor, and as they was pulling us, we was getting dragged. You see, sometimes you have to be willing to fall to know that you need a new strategy. You see, he was the only one that was strong. The 6'2", 230-pound guy, he was the only one that was the strong one on there. So I'm like, if they just taught us what to do, we should be doing the same thing. So we had an anchor, but this time we pulling on three. We got the anchor, we got the rope tied up tight, but we pulling together. On three, we gonna pull. One, two, three, pull. One, two, three, pull. And so we end up winning. And then there's a tiebreaker. The best team wins. So this team won one. This team won one. Who's going to win the final round? And so we go again. But this time, they stole our strategy because we just stole their strategy. We got an anchor. They got an anchor. They pulling on three. We pulling on three. So who's going to win? So as we tug in the war, as we pull in the rope, the team that count faster won. And see, when we, the team that won, counted faster, we won because we had the anchor. We played as a team, and we pulled together. When you pull together, you dare to be different. Because you have to be willing to work with yourself. And when you work with yourself, you have to own your insecurity. Your insecurity will never leave you. In fact, it would get brought to life even more. And when you do that, you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to grow. You have to be willing to develop, because you have to be okay with growth. And you have to give yourself time. When you give yourself time, the sky's the limit, because to be different, you have to be different long enough so people can start recognizing who you are. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave a comment below on what is your biggest takeaway from being different, and how can you start being different today. And if you got value from this, you just watch this whole entire video. Make sure you click right here to watch the next one.